880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We got a great show for you today. We're going to start off with our old friend, Bruce Turkell. We're going to talk about You Are the Brand, Now What? We're going to help you understand that you can help yourself when you have cancer with adult stem cell therapy. And then at the end of the show, we're going to talk about the power of the word friend, which, I have different ways that I show I'm somebody's friend. And, oh, yeah, our You Health guest is going to be, Dr. Krishna Komanduri, and he's the director, as I said, of the Adult Stem Cell Transplant Program at UM Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Now, the Dow Jones went down. The U.S. stocks went down because the investors are weighing the stimulus plan that's going on. And also the uncertainty of Syria as the polar sea lanes are finding favor as the Suez security doubts continue. The thing that got my attention today was while I was watching CNBC, you saw the Disney stock number go absolutely nuts as they announced an $8 billion stock buyback beginning next year. This is Jim Freed. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Bruce Turkell, so stay tuned. Give us a call at 305-541-2350 if you want. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Door slams, wipe a slapping rain. About an hour north of town. Here we go again. Got mad, got loud, couldn't take no more. Cause we've been here so many times before. Then I saw your face in the desert moon on the road to Santa Fe. And I swear I hear your voice calling me from a hundred miles away. It's still a bird. The fire never died.
Go ahead and run, you stubborn man. You'll be home by 10, cause here I am. Staring at the fireplace, missing you. You know we'll make up, we always do. Seems we only fight so we can live to love another day. And I swear I hear your voice.
Football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
We get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts, and with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Baskin Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation today. Trust your eyes to the best. Baskin Palmer has been rated the number one eye hospital in the country for 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit baskinpalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Okay, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I don't know where you're going to be on Thursday, October 8th, but I'm going to be at the CBRE Multi-Housing Summit at the Four Seasons Hotel. If you want to sign up, you better call Claire Kelly at 646-862-9903 or go to Claire, C-L-A-R-E, at greenpearlevents.com. Join me, Steve Owens, and about 450 other decision makers, thought leaders, business leaders, capital sources, developers, market makers, as we all talk about what's going on here in South Florida in the multi-housing environment. Condos, rental apartments, workforce housing, affordable housing, market rate housing. What's a sidecar garage? We'll talk about all that stuff. Make sure you join Steve Owens from Swire Properties. He's the president and he's the keynote speaker. There'll be all kinds of other folks that you're going to want to connect with. It's the number one multifamily, multi-housing networking event here in South Florida. It was great last year. It's going to be better this year. So join me and call Claire Kelly at 646-862-9903 or visit her or email her at Claire, C-L-A-R-E, at greenpearlevents.com. And now I want to welcome Bruce Turkel. We're going to be talking right now about what's going on here in South Florida in branding. Bruce is the branding guru. He's helped me come up with many of the strategies that have helped me make Freed on Business and Jim Freed himself a brand. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Now, Bruce, we've been talking for a long time about all the different things that people need to know about branding. There's a lot of nuances. There's a lot of heuristic things, charts, numbers, things. But there's one thing that can bring all that together that's coming up in a few weeks. What's that?
Well, the one thing that can bring it all together is understanding the concept of all about them. We do all this work for clients, for all these different folks, and people don't seem to understand that a brand is not about you. A brand is about the people you're marketing to. And I am just getting fed up with people not getting it and getting bad advice elsewhere.
Now, somebody was talking to me about marketing and stuff like that. And they were saying, well, Jim, it really doesn't matter what we think. It really matters what the customer thinks. And I go, my God, does this guy channeling Bruce Turkel? It was unbelievable.
Maybe he heard it from me. Maybe he read one of my books. What I'm going to do is get a bunch of folks together in our office here in Miami. You know, I run an ad agency and I think Mad Men, but 50 years later, you know, and I want to get people together and we're going to spend 2 days going through what it takes to build a brand.
Well, I would call it a boot camp, but that would be short selling it. It sounds to me like this is really a case study and personal development environment.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We're calling it an elite branding intensive, and it's going to be intense. We're going to work with folks to go through exactly what it is they want to accomplish. We're going to look at how they've been marketing themselves. It's going to take some thick skin because, you know, we're going to have to say, look, it's not going to work that way, but look at it this way. Think back to when you taught your kid to ride a bicycle or when you learned to ride a bicycle yourself. You remember the kid is on the seat. You're running alongside. You have your hand on the back of the seat. At some point, you let go, and the kid's riding down the street until they realize you let go. And then it's like, whoa, and boom, they fall down. But once they figure out that they can ride the bike without you, their life is never the same.
Well, I've always found that whenever I try to help somebody, I make them try to do it themselves once first, because until they do, they really don't know what they did and what they're doing and what's going on. So I always like to try to have somebody tell me, this is the way I do it. And then I can always go, well, that's great. You were strong here. This is some of the other things that you should consider.
Yeah, exactly right. And by the way, the people who are coming have already been successful. Let's face it, you're not coming if you're not a hardworking type A personality making something happen, right? So you've had successes. You've had things that work. You've also hit some dead ends. You've walked into some closed doors, and you've tried a bunch of stuff that doesn't work. And part of the reason is that nobody teaches you how to do this stuff.
Nobody really teaches anybody much of anything these days. They give you these books in school. You learn about it. You know, now you're out for 20, 25 years. You're the senior executive. You haven't been to school except for continuing education in 25 years.
That's right. And everything has changed. Nothing. There's all this new technology. Like, people say to me all the time, hey, you know what? I don't need to learn Twitter because I got 43 people who work for me and they know how it works. Well, here's the deal. You could have 43 people who swim for you too. But if you fall off the boat, you damn well better know how to swim. And you could say to me, you know what? I don't need to learn how to swim. Just give me the book. I'll read the book. You could read the book. And then we go out to sea and I throw you out of the boat. That book ain't going to help.
No, unless it's made out of styrofoam,
right?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
So that's what we're going to do. This is going to be hands-on for people who've been standing around saying, why isn't it happening? Why don't I get it?
So this is for a small business person, an entrepreneur, somebody that's looking to break out from the crowd, maybe even somebody that's looking to open a new chapter in their career or break through in a big company even.
All of that is true because a brand works on all those levels. You said it right. You could be a small business person wanting to build that business, an entrepreneur starting a new business. You could be in a company that is ready to go to, I hate this term, but it makes sense here, the next level. Or you could want to break out within your own environment. You're a broker in a big field of brokers. You're a lawyer in a big law firm. Then your individual brand is how you break out. Remember, brand doesn't only speak to customers. Brand speaks to audiences.
Oh, let me tell you, that's absolutely important because I'll go to one event and I'll be Jim Fried, whatever, talking about real estate. Then I'll go to in fact, I was just at this event, the Haught Living event. And they go to me, Jim, why do you keep talking about the radio show? Well, that's what the realtors at the event wanted to learn about. They didn't want to learn how I can capitalize a large apartment building or office building or shopping center. They wanted to learn how they could utilize my services. In that case, you have to go out to the event, figure out who's there, and make it all about them.
What you just said is exactly the key, because all of the things you mentioned about amortizing the loan, about building the property, about doing all of that, that's your skill set. That is not your brand. And we all think, and I hear people say it all the time, if you do a good job, that's the best brand. And there's a technical term for that. It's called hogwash.
Right.
Because doing a good job is your product. But if you don't get the message out, if you don't build that brand, no one's going to know about it. Look, we all have a friend who's an amazing guitar player. We all say, oh, this guy's awesome. This guy's better than Clapton. I love this guy. He's the greatest. But if he sits at home and practices all day and no one ever hears him, what difference does it make? The difference here is not to change your business, but to change how people perceive your business.
And oh, by the way, if I'm going to go see Clapton or I'm going to go see Beyonce, I'm expecting different things from the brand, even though they're both strong musical brands.
Absolutely. And by the way, the strong music goes without saying. If the strong music's not there, you're not going. But just because they're great musicians doesn't mean you're going either. It's all about the brand. And the brand is all about them.
And let me tell you one last thing before we go to break for this segment is that Beyonce is obviously a strong brand. She's married to Jay-Z, another strong brand.
You know what Jay-Z says? I'm not a businessman. I'm a business
there
man.
You go. That's exactly right, as is his wife. And you read the little thing about her making Coach K stammer. That brings it back to old folks' time like us. And with that, we'll be right back after this short break with more Bruce Turkell having fun, talking about building your brand and building your business. Back after this. All right, you heard Bruce talking about his brand. Well, some of the best auto brands are at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, they're all exceptional brands, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best brand, always the best price, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's
305-710-2273.
And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Oh boy, I blew it again, didn't I? Well, all I got to tell you is that I know where I'm going to be this Sunday. I'm going to be watching the Dolphins on TV. And the following Sunday, Johnny and I are going to the Dolphin game. You know, only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live. There is nothing better than attending an NFL game live, starting with the tailgate and then enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memories with your kids, your family, your friends, and your business associates. The best way to experience Dolphins football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS. Again, 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today.
Miami Marlins.
Come on and join the Marlins, Joe.
Dive in and see your Marlins battle the Detroit Tigers on the final fireworks Friday of the season, September 27th at 7:10. Get the Sir Pizza 4-pack, all just for $60. And celebrate the third annual Star Wars night. And get a limited edition Jedi Billy Star Wars poster when purchasing the Jedi pack for only $20. Plus, stay after for the final fireworks spectacular presented by MetLife. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins baseball, dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I want to make sure that we're going to join. Well, before we do anything else, we're going to join Bruce Turkell in just a second. I want to give a high five to Doug Turkell. Hey, Doug, how do I sound today? Now, I want to make sure you pre-order your Lawrence Kids specialty license plate today. You hear the ads. You know all about it. Let's help protect our society's most at-risk people. Love and Healing is the name of the specialty license plate designed by fame artist Romero Brito. Go to www.lawrencekids.org and pre-order your plate. Join me, my wife, my mom, a lot of people I know, and everybody you know should be getting on the bandwagon for this. Now, Bruce, we've been talking about the building your brand. I don't want to call it boot camp because that would be short-selling it. I think it's more of like an intensive exchange of information that senior executives here are going to be doing with you over at your Mad Men facility there by the fire station in Coconut Grove. Great parking. I know I park across the street almost all the time when I go to physical therapy at Grove Fitness. But when folks go there, what are some of the precepts that you're going to be talking about at the event?
We're going to go through everything it takes to build a powerful brand. We're going to do hands-on with the folks who are there to show them exactly what they need to do. We're going to start with what is your business, what it's about, who is your audience, where are the connections, where are the intersections, Where's the opportunity to really build a compelling message? We're going to talk about the two sides of branding, creating the brand, building it, coming up with it, and then also distributing it. How do you get the message out? We're going to talk about the long tail parts of it. How do you get onto television? How do you get onto radio? How do you use those tools? What do you do with social media? What do you do with online? There's all these free opportunities now between Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. And some people think it's fun. Some people think it's a pain in the neck. But the question is, are you using it to build your business and make money? We're going to go through all those stages. And while this is going on, of course, our agency is going on. So you're going to have the art directors, the copywriters, everybody else is running around. It's going to really be a hardcore, intensive workshop, hands-on, brains-on, 2 full days of getting at it to figure out how to do this.
Right. You know, it's something that everybody needs. They just don't realize that they need it. And I find myself sometimes looking in the mirror going, should I be a PR agency or should I be a this or should I be a that? I really don't know. But I think that everybody today has to be their own PR agency, has to be their own ad agency, has to be their own marketing person. Because let's face it, most people are not going to hire an agency for $5,000-$10,000 a month to do what you can do for yourself a couple hours a night.
Nowadays is the first time in history when you can do this by yourself. Yes, you need to know what you're doing, but this technology is ubiquitous. It's available, and it's free. What it takes is creativity, knowledge, and some damn hard work.
You're not kidding about that. You know, I've been working with Johnny, learning how to do Twitter. Everybody wants to learn how to do Twitter. And then about 10 o'clock at night, I run into the bedroom the other night, and I go, honey, you're not going to believe what just happened. She's going to go, what? I just made the most artistic, creative tweet I think I've ever come up with. And she goes, you need a life. Now tell me what you just did. And see, what I just did was it was a nuanced response where I imitated the past, in one of the tweets and did a nuanced reference, an homage, if you will, to something else in the tweet. And I got it in exactly the number of characters they allot you.
Yeah, but by the way, here's a trick. They allot you 140 characters, right? But that doesn't leave a person room to retweet you. So you can't do it at 140 characters. You got to do it at 111 or 100 and leave people room.
Exactly.
You want evangelicals out there, not religious, not capital E evangelicals, but literally out there selling your message.
Exactly. And I've always gotten, I don't want to say agitated. I've always got, the word is frustrated. These people, they put out the greatest info. They want you to see this. It's something that compels you. It's something that attracts you. You hit retweet, old style retweet, if you will. And then suddenly there's no letters to use. And I just dump it and say they don't deserve my retweet.
So 140 characters is not where you want to be.
No, about 100,
yeah, exactly.
110. Because I got to have my characters, too. I'm such a character. You got to have a bunch of, you know, arrows and tweets and lines and stars and all that other stuff. And, oh, by the way, I found that the more characters that you put in your tweet that's different than people see, they're going to notice it. And the other thing is that, and Johnny didn't teach me this, but I noticed it when I was watching the streams. I have two voices to tweet. I have the show and I have me personally. If it's something that I'm putting into a busy stream and I want people to see it, I pop it on both. And it gets double dropped onto the timeline. And then people see it for sure.
Here's a little trick. When you do the same thing in Facebook and you have multiple pages in Facebook, don't repeat your messaging page after page, but put it in your main page and then share it to your other pages. And then your clout score goes up because it sees it as interaction.
Oh, my gosh. That's another nuance. People owe you $5,000 for listening to this, man. People owe you $5,000 for this. This is the kind of nuanced stuff you'll get. And you won't even get tips like this because what you'll really get is the interaction. It's going to be like living a Harvard Business School study for two days, right?
It's going to be every person in there is going to be working on the same thing, figuring out exactly how to market themselves to the world. So what we're working on for one person is workshop for you. When we're working on your stuff, they're all chiming in as well. And we've got speakers and entrepreneurs and business leaders coming. As I said, it's going to be a small group. We're limiting membership. We're limiting seating.
Now, how do people find out about this, Bruce?
It's very easy. Go to my website, which, amazingly enough, is my name.
BruceTurkell.com.
BruceTurkell.com. And right on top.
I have JimFried.com.
Imagine how that works. But don't go to Jim Fried for this.
No.
You got to go to BruceTurkell.com. And right across the top, it says Elite. That's you. Elite
Oh, thank
branding
you.
Intensive. Click on it. All the information is there. My wonderful admin will be happy to help you sign
up. Your admin's a high five.
We've got, she's the best. Tama Russ, call out to her. She's the best. We've got all the meals included, all the educational materials included. If you're coming from out of town, we've got the hotel room included.
Wow.
We've got dinners included. I'm telling you, when I said intensive, I mean it. If you feel the energy in this room right now, if you can feel it across the radio lines, that's what you're going to be getting.
Hey, Bruce, all I could tell you is that I really appreciate your endorsement every time you come on the show, because my radio show is really the hub of my social media effort to brand myself.
Of course.
And that was, you know, Bruce, I'll just tell a quick story. Well, none of my stories are quick, but on the radio, they have to be. Bruce and I met at a networking, not even a networking event, really just a talk that you were giving, an informal talk. And what happened was, is that the people, it was a regular group I meet with, and by the time Bruce was halfway in, Bruce would give an example, and the guys in the room would start looking at me and go, like Jim does. And they would start getting disgusted. And then I just started saying, hey, Bruce, like I do. And then we got together for coffee. We found an affinity and a basic kumbaya. And I got to tell you, it's been six, eight, I don't know how many months. We love having you on the show. The information is just great. So you're having this, what did you call it again?
Elite Branding Intensive.
Elite Branding Intensive Seminar. And what are a couple of the concepts? I know that they're on your business card and all this other stuff, but we've got about 3 minutes left, and I want to throw those out on the water to let it bring the people to you.
Sure. We're going to go through a number of different tools that we use. We're going to go through the 7 points of building brand value, all about how to make it all about you, how to make it emotional, not intellectual, how to make it simple, how to make it quick, how to make it ownable, how to make it sensual, and how to make it repetitive. We're going to go through that whole program. Then we're going to work on the classic branding pyramid, where you start with your features, your attributes, your abilities. You move up to point POD and point POE, point of difference, point of excellence. From there, you move up to your functional benefits, emotional benefits, and then your brand messaging. We're going to do the whole goals matrix, where we're going to show how you start with a goal, work through information, tactics, strategies, evaluation, implementation. Because if you're not getting ROI from this stuff, you're wasting your time.
Now, Bruce, I wasn't able to write all that stuff down fast enough, so I think I'm going to have to go to this event.
That's the point. That's called a teaser, Jim.
Doug's out there cracking up right now. Hopefully it's not raining where Doug is, because if it is, I'm sure he's going to have a tough time driving.
No, he told me he pulled over because he's texting while he's
while he's in the car.
But not driving.
That's correct. In fact, I want to put this out there. I do not text when I'm driving. If I do need to respond or look to an email, or somebody called me and it's a really intensive emotional thing, I pull off to the road. Safety thing, we're going to go to traffic in just a few minutes. Hey, put the phone down. Every person that you've been going behind is driving slow. They're on the phone or texting. Please, we all love you. Stay alive. Arrive alive. Don't do the texting and the driving. But do go to Bruce's event. Bruce, how do they find it again?
BruceTurkell.com. BruceTurkell.com, and click on Elite Branding Intensive. All the information you want is right there. By the way, while you're on that site, there's also 7 years of essays on building brands. 7 years is a lot. Don't read them all, but there are essays. I do them every week.
Oh, they're so good. They're so. I mean, I usually comment. I haven't been at it a couple of weeks, but I love those things.
And if you send me your email address, I will put you on the list. I don't sell anything. It doesn't cost anything. But every week, you'll get a new essay on how to build your brand.
My favorite essay was the one where you talked about, it was, I think it was your father was, he told you about, I'm forgetting.
Selling the Dream.
There it is. Your father, the condo dude.
Yeah, my dad built the first condos in the United States. Doug's dad, too.
That's good.
He built the first condos in the United States on Miami Beach.
He did.
Yep, and he built the first condo office building in the United States in Coral Gables.
Now, they're both still standing?
Well, there's more than two, but yes, they absolutely are. My dad was an incredible guy and did incredible things.
He was Doug's dad, too, wasn't he?
And Amy's also.
I was going to say, well, high five to Amy, because she hasn't made an appearance on the show yet, but she has now.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, listen, this is Jim Fried. We've been here with Bruce Turkell talking about Bruce's.
I'm saying it one more time. The Elite Branding Intensive. BruceTurkell.com. Click on Elite Branding Intensive.
And you'll learn sexy tricks like he just used on you to build your brand, to learn how to improve your ROI, your ROE, and your RO, my goodness. We'll be right back after this short break with our health and wellness stuff brought to you by U Health.
Last night online I found this bitch in Harley. A Dynaglide with custom paint and chrome.
All right, Doug, I'm listening to Doug, so I'm going to back off the mic just a bit. Hey, Doug, did you know that Dolphin fans, you know, I always give you guys the best advice, and when it comes to buying Dolphins game tickets, you've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. Thinking of heading to one game, three games, or all the games this season, visit the original source first. Dolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% or more above face value on other sites for the same seating sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your tickets direct and save today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Don't forget to go to lawrencekids.org and get your Lawrence Kids license plate today. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You know, this week, or maybe it was last week, I read about how cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death in the United States. It claims the lives of more than 80 million adults each year. But you can lower your risk for heart disease through early detection and positive lifestyle changes. And UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, they can help. With HeartAware, UHealth's convenient online screening tool, you can learn more about your risk for cardiovascular disease right at home, as well as lifestyle changes to help you live longer and healthier. Heart and cardiovascular disease, don't wait, and neither should you. Visit umiamihospital.com, search for UHealth Aware, or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment.
And now, WZAB traffic.
In Dade County, Old State Road 9 southbound approaching Northwest 22nd Avenue is shut down due to a serious crash there. You can take the Palmetto Expressway or Opa-locka Boulevard as alternates. Also, crash on the Palmetto southbound at the Dolphin Expressway. Two left lanes blocked in that area with heavy delays on the approach. Also going to find a crash along the Palmetto southbound at Northwest 74th Street, 195 eastbound at Biscayne Boulevard. Debris on the roadway. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're continuing with our University of Miami UHealth branded segment on health and wellness. UHealth is the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your systems and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, rated number one by U.S. News & World Report for a 10th year in a row this year, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Care Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what these what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things. They've even figured a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. And stay with us, because you're going to hear other applications for adult stem cells right after this. So there's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. Just give me the doctor. Seems like our technical difficulties have been addressed. Do we have our doctor on the phone?
Hello.
Hi. All right. Great. Hi. This is Jim Fried. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. We've got Dr. Krishna Komanduri. How'd I do that time?
You did very well.
Oh, high five to me. Well, Dr. Komanduri, I was reading the article about what you're doing with adult stem cells, but let's get something out of the way. There's a difference between the adult stem cells you use and the controversial other stem cells that people have been politicized, isn't there?
That's absolutely right. So for over 50 years, oncologists like me, I'm a hematologist and oncologist, so I'm a specialist in the blood and treating cancer patients, have been using stem cells that normally reside in all of us and help to regenerate our blood cells, and these cells normally live in our bone marrow. And we've been using these to transplant patients. Many individuals will be familiar with bone marrow transplants.
Sure.
We now collect these cells from the blood, and these can be collected from any individual, from a child to an adult, and don't involve any of the controversial issues with, you know, obviously producing embryos or with the right to life issues that are associated with the use of embryonic or other stem cells.
And I don't want to send you in the wrong direction, but so that means that we're starting to be able to get away from what I recall was very painful bone marrow transplant stuff and into something that's a little less invasive?
That's correct. So there are two types of transplants. We either can, in some diseases, use stem cells collected from the patient themselves, or we otherwise can perform what we call allogeneic or donor transplants, where we use stem cells from another individual.
Uh-huh.
The donor transplants were always performed for the first few decades of the transplant era using bone marrow, and that actually required an operation and removing roughly about a liter and a half, so between 1 and 2 quarts of bone marrow from the donor under at general anesthesia. These days, we virtually all of the transplants we perform using donors are done using stem cells that we can now collect from the peripheral blood. So the use of bone marrow stem cells is actually now relatively uncommon, especially in the brother and sister setting. For example, in brother or sister transplants, when we use a donor who is a sibling of the patient, we virtually always collect those now from the peripheral blood, and that is the result of a number of technologic and clinical advances that have facilitated that.
Now, September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, and that's like leukemia and other hematological diseases, and you help people from 17 to 75 years old. What is it exactly that you do? Because this is now really not really, is it transplants, or what exactly is it you're doing now?
So we many of the diseases that you talked about, blood cancers, whether they're diseases like multiple myeloma, which is a common cancer in older individuals, the average age of onset is in the late 60s, or lymphoma, which is a cancer of the lymph nodes, which can affect the very young with Hodgkin's lymphoma, or older individuals with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or acute leukemias, which are fortunately very rare but very devastating. The blood can fill with cancer cells, and patients can have an immediately life-threatening situation in days or weeks. we historically have treated these patients with chemotherapy, and indeed, for many of these patients who have a variety of these malignancies, chemotherapy can either extend life or, for many of these diseases, is curative. But there are subsets of these individuals who have either bad genes that are associated with poor prognosis, or who have been treated with chemotherapy and have gone into remission, but then relapse and have a low likelihood of being cured with chemotherapy at the time of their relapse. So what we recognize is that in some cases, we can take the patient's own blood-forming stem cells, save them outside the body, and then give higher doses of chemotherapy than would have been possible without saving those blood cells. And then by using very high doses of chemotherapy that are only safe because of the reinfusion of the patient's own stem cells, we can cure patients who would otherwise not have responded to the therapy that would be possible. In the donor setting, this is particularly done for the leukemias. We take cells from a healthy individual, and it turns out in that setting, we cure patients really by two ways. One is that we do give the recipients chemotherapy that wipes out their abnormal blood cell production, because for the leukemia patients, their bone marrow is actually unhealthy and producing cancer cells. But we also are effectively giving an immune system of a donor. And that immune system, it turns out, can actually kill off residual cancer cells that have failed to be completely eliminated by the chemotherapy. And therefore, there are some patients who just, you can't get every cancer cell by giving chemotherapy alone, but by giving chemotherapy and a donor immune system, we actually have a combination. And the interesting thing is we didn't know this for a long time, but that the immune system was actually a critical part in the cure from cancer. So we're using really a combination of both conventional chemotherapy, which people know about, but also really an immune system of a donor to try to eradicate the malignancy.
It sounds really, really cool. We've only got like 3 minutes left in this segment, so I wanted to talk a little bit about, the T cells, the white blood cells that you're dealing with that coordinate the immunity response. Is that what you were referring to? Is that another way you do it?
That's right. So when our kids get immunized, when they get against the flu, or indeed when we get a viral infection and we recover from that, it's our T cells, which are a component of our white blood cells, that keep us healthy. So it turns out when we do donor transplants, it's those T cells from the donor that help to eradicate the cancer. They also do things like control viral infections by giving, the immunity that was present in the donor to the recipient. Unfortunately, there are complications because the T cells can attack the recipient, and this is one of the things that we're working on, for example, in my laboratory, is trying to find ways of allowing the beneficial things to occur, that is, the control of viruses and the control of cancer to be transferred from the donor without, ideally, hurting the patient. And indeed, this is also important in patients who have autoimmune disease like lupus or other diseases, where we give immunosuppressive drugs, and we hear those ads on TV where people worry about the infections that they can rise that can arise. And a great challenge, I think, and something that we're working on, but we've made a lot of progress on, is finding more selective ways to target those T cells so that we have the good effects, but we prevent the increased risk of infection.
Well, doctor, we're running out of time here. If people want to get more information on this, how do they get a hold of you?
So Sylvester is, I would say, go to the Sylvester website, and it's at the University of Miami, .edu, and there are all the phone numbers and contact information are there, and we are happy to either many of our referrals come from outside oncologists, so talk to your primary oncologist or primary internist, or again, call the Ask for Anna line at Sylvester, which is a great way to see any of our UHealth physicians at the Sylvester Cancer Center. And we're more than happy, I think, to either coordinate with your doctors or see you in second opinion and let you know what the best therapies are for you.
Well, Dr. Krishna Komanduri, thank you so much for leaving Houston and bringing your expertise here to our community in Miami. Dr. Goldschmidt continues to collect nothing but the best. I want to thank you so much for coming on our show today.
Thank you. Truly my pleasure, and I really appreciate your questions, and thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I look forward to meeting you socially, hopefully not professionally.
I look forward to that, too. Take care.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Bruce and I are going to talk about what it means to be friends. Back after this. Joe lived his home into... All right. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. In fact, Bruce is always telling me that you got to, you know, it's all about them. And the guys at Warren Henry, they know that, too. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, Range Rover, Jaguar, they all know this. And they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you want to buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's the final Saturday spectacular of the season at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $27 for unlimited KM Franks, peanuts, popcorn, nachos, Pepsi, and Aquafina water. Celebrate Hispanic Heritage Night on Saturday, September 28th, and see your Marlins battle the Tigers at 7:10. Then head to the West Plaza for the final post-game concert featuring Gocho and Fito Blanco, powered by South Florida Ford. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins baseball, dive in.
All right. Well, I'm going to be heading out to the Dolphin game next weekend against the Atlanta Falcons. And if you haven't been to an NFL game, well, you're not alone, because only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live. And hey, there's nothing better than attending an NFL game live, starting with the tailgate and then enjoying the game among thousands of our other passionate fans like us, and creating lifelong memory with your kids, your family, your friends, or your business associates. I use this to build my business all the time. When the best way to experience Dolphins football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium, call your Dolphins representative game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS, 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, you just heard us play the ad for Lawrence Kids. Let me remind you that the Love and Healing specialty-themed license plate designed by internationally famed artist Romero Brito is available at lawrencekids.org. Get over there. Order one. We need to get 1,000 of these pre-ordered, and then the state will start printing them and distributing these beautiful butterfly and heart themed license plate. My mom has bought one. My wife has bought one. We're getting them, everybody in our family. So go to lawrencekids.org and get your plate today. And I want to talk about the power of the word friend a little bit, because earlier this week I had a couple things go sideways, and then I called somebody at the last minute and they stepped up, and I asked them, well, I said, thank you so much for stepping up, and all they did was send me the one line, and it said, that's what friends are for. And you know, that's a very powerful statement to make. We have this, yeah, Bruce is giving me the teary-eyed things because I'm getting mushy. Yeah, Bruce is the one that did it for me. Bruce is my friend. That's why I'm doing it with Bruce here on the thing. Yeah, Bruce, it's really mushy, but it is something that people forget, because when I do business, I really try to do business, if I can, with friends. When I go out and I try to go do social things, I try to go do them with friends. Now, somebody came up to me and they said, well, what about neighbors? I said, I live in Miami. There aren't many neighbors in Miami. Not on I-95. Now I'm getting the poo-poo face from Bruce. But listen, it's all about being friends. It's all about being friendly. And it's all about getting out there and doing business and doing things that make you feel good, that you are interested in and personally invested in. And that's why when Bruce and I get on the radio together, we have a great time, because we're personally invested in what we do. Bruce is the branding guru. When I think branding, Bruce is the icon I think of. Literally. I mean, come on, Bruce. It's true. Fox says it. Why can't I? Okay? And then, you know, and I find personal validation in the fact that one of the ways that Bruce and I got together as friends was that he expressed an interest in how I was working my branding, and then he gave me a couple of tips that really helped me take it to the next level. So, Bruce, I want to thank you for being my friend. I'm not going to say I love you, man, because I editorialized last week about doing that. Can't do that. Can't do the I love you, man thing. But Bruce Turkell, he's back here. He's back with us. And now he's off of his iPad and we can start talking. And so, Bruce, you're the guy that came up with the ad campaign for the city of Miami, perhaps the biggest and most iconic brand in Miami. How did that really work out? How did that happen?
Well, it's been a long-term process. We've been working on the Miami brand for a long, long time. However, we decided a couple years ago that it was time to elevate the brand to a new level. Miami is now strong enough that we don't have to sell beaches and sun and fun anymore. We could sell the experience of Miami. And I got to give credit where credit is due. A guy in my office by the name of Mike Tesh, who's a creative genius. Mike came up with Time to Make the Donuts for Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my God.
He's a fast-talking man for FedEx.
Oh, my God. I have to meet this guy.
Well, he's going to be speaking at the branding intensive.
Well, I got to be there.
I know that. So Mike comes up with three words, and he comes into me and he said into my office, and he says, every time you see something that could only happen here, we want people to say,
only in Miami.
Close.
Oh.
It's so Miami.
Okay, that's true too.
So you see a girl in a bikini in an art museum, and you turn to your friend, you go, it's so Miami.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, there's just so many experiences that we have here that you don't have anywhere else that people who don't live here are just knocked out by. And they come here to experience that. And by defining the brand all about them and something that people care about, I want to see what's so Miami. I want to be part of what's so Miami.
I want to own a piece of that.
Exactly. So here's the example. Let's say you work in New York. You work in a financial industry. And you're talking to your buddies. And they say, Jim, what are you doing this weekend? You say, I'm going to Florida. They say, oh, where are you going? If you say, I'm going to Orlando, they know where you're going, Disney. They know who you're going with, your family. And they know what you're going to do when you get there. If you say, I'm going to Tampa, they have no idea. But if you say to them, I'm going to Miami, they know where you're going, they know what you're going to be doing, and they know who you're taking or not taking.
And they know how late you'll be staying up.
Because it's so Miami.
Now, I love the campaign you came up with. It was the guy on South Beach with the fancy car, and that was just really cool, too.
And then we did, yeah, and then we did something in New York where we did a So Miami taxi stand on Fifth Avenue. We had help from lots of different teams, and we had Miami cars, a Ferrari, a Bentley, a McLaren, a Lamborghini, a Maserati. We had all these really hip convertibles, and we were taking people around Midtown because it's so Miami.
Oh, yeah. All you needed was the suntan lotion and stuff like that, and it would have been great. And the girls there giving them Avion spritz when they came out.
We had that, actually.
Is that what it is? So did you put them in the art museum, too, walking around with a sign? So
no,
Miami?
We just had them driving these incredible cars. The amazing thing was, because of the buildings, when the driver would take off in the Ferrari or in the McLaren and the sound would bang off the buildings and back and forth,
it was awesome.
Oh,
you know, we have Larry on, and Larry's all about gasoline. We just love having our time with Larry, and it's part of the sound. And when I talk about my car, part of what I talk about is the sound, because the feel and the sound of the car is part of the experience. So high five to you, Larry. Thank you for that speed setting on my car. Now, so you came up with that. Well done to the gentleman who helped you on that. And now we've got other things, and people are latching on to the brand of Miami. And it's sort of like brand extension, the Miami Film Festival, the Art Basel in Miami.
That's right. All of those things are starting to be those evangelical moments that we talked about. You'll also notice that a lot of different organizations in Miami are changing their name, so that they can take advantage of those powerful five letters, because the research we've done shows that the word Miami is the fourth most notable name in the tourism industry.
Really?
Yep.
Miami Marlins. Jump right in.
Well, they used to be the
Florida Marlins.
And look where that got them. So the Miami Marlins makes a lot of sense to be using a name that people around the world respond to. Think of it this way. You've lived here a long time. 20 years ago when we would travel, people would say, where are you from? You'd say Miami. They'd go, oh.
Right.
Now
and
you say
it would be like affiliated with
you don't
whatever
have to say
it
was, but it wasn't good.
Ago. No, it wasn't.
Now when you travel and people say, where are you from? And you say Miami, they say, Oh, wow. Same word.
Yes.
Same word, but the implications are very different.
And then they want to know, is it really like they say it is? Exactly. And then I flip around my phone and show them it's just better.
We're selling the dream, baby.
Hey, listen, that's part of what I do. You know, I was at the Hot Living condo event over on Miami Beach, and we were talking about that, and it was interesting to hear the realtors discussing how we needed to change the image of Miami into something new, a place for high-end people to live and work, to move it again so that they could start having, I got to go. I'm getting the wave. I got a bad timing here. Okay. Well, are we off right now? I'm rapping right now? Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank every Bruce. Thanks for being my friend. I just slammed the door in your face.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what friends are for.
Oh, I love you, man. I want to thank Tarek. I want to thank Bruce Turkel, Tarek Maddox, U Health, Ward Henry Auto, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Bruce Turkel, Lawrence Kids, Publix, U Health, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Follow me at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on our website. We'll be back next Thursday live from the University of Florida Real Estate Conference with Trends. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. On Superman's cape, you don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't